Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of Peace. Chapter 4. Peace propositions devoid of appropriate material to build and sustain peace. When the subject of peace is discussed among people, it is also often said that peace between people needs to be built or cultivated, or, still, that a path of peace between people needs to be settled or established. At first, this type of claims may sound very beautiful and attractive, but it can also be subtle, very dangerous, or harmful if this line of thoughts leads people to conclude that, from themselves, they can build peace or establish the path of peace for all circumstances among human beings. As we have seen before, peace is not something that human beings can simply develop from themselves, because true peace first needs to be granted to them by the Creator of their lives. To say that the Lord is the God of peace implies saying that the original source of peace is also in the Lord Himself, and that people are in a condition of dependence on the Lord so that peace and the ways of peace may be made known or granted to them. Psalms 29, 11. The Lord will give strength to His people, the Lord will bless His people with peace. Isaiah 26, 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. The work of building peace in a person's life is also a work that depends on God's work for those who are willing to receive it from the Lord of peace, for those who know and accept that it is the Lord who works in them both to will and to do, and that it is in the Lord that they can also grow in the peace that is granted them from the heavenly kingdom. Philippians 2, 12-13. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Isaiah 26, 12. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. When the Scriptures instruct Christians to seek peace diligently, with commitment, and in the first place, since it is also one of the central aspects that constitute the kingdom of heaven, God is instructing them to seek peace first in the Lord Himself and not to try to create and build peace only based on what they understand in the human or natural realm about what peace should be. For it is from the Lord that the true thoughts, teachings, works, and paths concerning peace proceed, as can also be seen in the texts that follow below. Psalms 34, 11-22. Come, you children, listen to me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life, and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Isaiah 54, 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. When people stop listening to the Lord's instruction, they also fail to hear about how they can receive the peace that is offered to them from heaven and how they can live and remain in this same peace, for only the Lord can grant enduring peace to people. Psalms 85, 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. No matter how many speeches about peace filled with sumptuous phrases and great promises there might be, a consistent offer of peace and teaching about this peace cannot be built on a concrete and lasting way if the ideas and building materials used to do it are corruptible and grounded on bases that do not have true peace as their foundation. If the words about peace are not accompanied also by a longing in the heart for true peace, and if they are not supported by the unique one who can sustain the announced peace, these words end up being the expression of fragile and fleeting hope. Psalms 28, 3. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. 1 Thessalonians 5, 3. For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. Many people in the world try to use the tactic of talking about peace to attract the attention of other people, but mere speeches and even attempts to widely prophesy peace cannot produce the effects of peace if the people who speak and hear these words continue to choose the paths of subjection to iniquity. Jeremiah 23:16-17. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless, they speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace, and to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. Ezekiel 13:1-10, a, and verse 16. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets, who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. They have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, thus says the Lord. But the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope that the word may be confirmed. Have you not seen a futile vision, and have you not spoken false divination? You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord God. My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies, they shall not be in the assembly of my people, nor be written in the record of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because, indeed, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, when there is no peace. That is, the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, says the Lord God. False prophecies, when heard and assimilated, become very dangerous, for they may cause people to behave according to the contents of these prophecies and not to seek true peace because they think they already have it in the false hope that was presented to them. The false prophets mentioned in the scriptures are not restricted only to those who had an office of a prophet under the time called the Old Testament. They present themselves in all generations and may even be those who spread announcements and teachings about God and part of the will of the Lord, but who also, at the same time, deny the exclusivity and unique power of God to grant what is found only in the Lord or what only God can give or accomplish. Throughout human history, the discourse on peace, and other matters related to the sovereignty of God, has been widely used by announcers who are not really concerned that their fellow men, to whom they address their words and teachings, find the true peace. On the contrary, these announcers use the speeches of supposed peace in the interest of exploiting people for the benefit of their greedy intentions, distancing so their followers even more from real peace. 2 Peter 2:1-3. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words, for a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Like declaring that a weapon to injure people is not dangerous does not make this weapon a risk-free instrument, so saying that an untrue peace can protect people does not mean that it can protect them indeed. The circumstances in which a person needs peace are so vast and varied that peace cannot be fully or satisfactorily guaranteed by one creature to another. And if a human being does so, one is undoubtedly making promises that go a long way beyond his or her ability to fulfill them. Only the Lord who created and sustains everything can also provide the peace that reaches the essential aspects in each of the circumstances that a person may come across, even when the time of the end of a person's life in the present world is taking place. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all.